Chad Moyer with you here on KTIC, and time for Using Your Bean to Market Your Grain, a program that looks at long-term risk management and getting this crop that we're growing and harvesting marketed. Jeff Peterson at Heartland Farm Partners in Lincoln joins us again here today. Jeff, we'd been over the last few weeks, we had been talking about this big USDA report that came out in September, the updated crop production numbers and the World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates, why it was so important, how they came up with that information. And really the next step, Jeff, is to incorporate it into our marketing plan, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And what I wanted to do, we're going to focus on soybeans today, Chad, and then next week we'll go ahead and talk about corn. I wanted to talk about how can we use the information out of the WASDE report to come up with what are some possible price scenarios as we go forward here this fall, because we're getting a move into markets we don't normally expect to get this time of year where the market's rallying. And the biggest question we get is that, you know, where could prices end up going from here? So I want to help walk everybody through what's a way to take the emotion out of that decision and come up with some possible price projections, which can turn into possible sales targets.
Well, let's start with that. As far as reasonable price projections, how do we go about determining what are the possible prices for soybeans under current conditions?
Yeah, the easiest way and the way we like to do is we like to go back and we take that ending stock number out of the WASDE report, you know, and in this last report is 460 million bushels. We divide that by the total demand that they gave us in the WASDE report, which was 4.442 billion bushels, and we come up with a stocks to use percentage of 10.3%. Then what we do is we take that 10.3% stocks to use, and we go back, and we went back to 2009 on our data, 2009 through now, and what we look at is we say, okay, with a 10.3% stocks to use percentage, where have the prices been in past years with different stock, you know, with different stocks to use percentages? And when we look at it for the 10.3%, that would suggest November futures in the 10-15 area is what that would suggest as being reasonable.
All right. So what is the current stocks to use, and what do prices and what price does that look like for soybeans then?
Yeah, exactly. So our current stocks to use number is the 10.3%. But what that means is that right now, Chad, we're actually have got prices a little bit overvalued over what we'd say the USDA numbers are. But let's keep one thing in mind. What the market does is it doesn't look at the current numbers. It's looking ahead to what it thinks the numbers are going to be as we move down the road. So that's what we need to take a look at it next.
All right. And that is the next thing, because there is some chatter that even though the yield has come down a little bit, it might come down even further. So what would the stocks to use number look like if we brought that yield down a little bit?
Yeah, so if we take currently USDA has us at 51.9 on the yield, and if we just took it down one bushel to 50.9, and here's what usually happens. When we do that, there's about 83 million acres, harvested acres of beans. That drops our production about 83 million bushels. But what usually happens is about a third of that drop, they'll take the 83 million bushels times 33%, and that's about how much they'll reduce demand. So when we make that adjustment, and reasonably adjust demand that way, is that what they found in the past when prices go up, you know, there's the demand loss there. So if we just took the yield down one bushel, that would take us into a 9.2% stocks to use. That would then suggest a 10.60 price on November soybeans here during October. And then if we walked it down a step further, let's say we took it down to 49.9, and made our adjustments on the demand side, that would take our stocks to use down to a 7.8%, which then you'd start getting price projections over the $11 area. That'd be $11.25. And if for some reason, Chad, the yield came in, you know, three bushels lower, and this is where soybeans are very sensitive in here and took us all the way down to 48.9, and we made some adjustments on the demand side, then you're looking at soybean prices up in the mid-11s.
Very interesting. And the question is, will they do that? Is that realistic? I guess, you know, time will tell on that. But it all comes back to what we do on the farm, Jeff. So with all of this in mind, how do we go about selling into this market, do you think?
Yeah, I think the safest thing to do is don't be afraid to make sales, but then go ahead and put call options against them just in case that market does go higher. But at least you get a floor in here, because we know at any point in time in here, you can always get a surprise, and these markets can turn over and roll over and go back down. I don't anticipate it at the level we're at here, but we know that will happen here. So that'd be the safest way to do it.
All right. Good ideas for right now. And, of course, next week we'll talk about the corn situation. In the meantime, if folks would like to talk to you about these concepts, how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, give me a call at 402-366-4694. Check us on the web at heartlandfarmpartners.com or follow me on Twitter at JeffPeterson01.
All right, very good. And, of course, you can listen to archived programs of Using Your Bean to Market Your Grain. Just go to our website. It's under the Markets tab online at kticradio.com. Thank you very much, Jeff Peterson at Heartland Farm Partners in Lincoln and Using Your Bean to Market Your Grain here on KTIC, Chad Moyer reporting.